The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 43, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 9th, 1976, in Los Angeles.
Translation: The candidates for punishment are those who are confirmed by these many witnesses to have deviated from their prescribed regulative duties. Everyone engaged in fruitive activities is suitable to be subjected to punishment according to his sinful acts.
Etai adharma vijnata khanam gandas yujyate sarve karmanurodhena dandam arhanti karinam cha. You can say the God is dead or there is no God, but that is not the fact. The atheist class of men, they want that there may not be any God. They can do whatever they like. That is not possible. Just like in a small state, there are so many CID, police, and so many other department detectives, just to find out who is transgressing the law. So, in this big government of the universe, how do you think that there is no system of finding out who is culprit? So what is adharma? Etai adharma vijnata. Adharma, irreligiosity, or transgressing the law, that is adharma. Dharma and adharma. Dharma means obeying the laws. Just like good citizen means who is obeying the laws of the state. He is good citizen. And other person who is disobeying, they are called outlaws. So what is dharma? Just like it is the duty of good citizen to abide by the laws of the state, similarly, dharmic, a person who is religious means who is abiding by the laws of God. That's all. And who is not abiding, he is adharmic. That is the difference. So, what is our dharma? Living entities, we are part and parcel of God. We are not separated from God. Just like this finger is not separated from the whole body. It's part of the body. So when Krishna says that all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Mamaivaṃsa jīva-bhūta, jīva-lokhi sanātana. Not that the part and parcel is differently created. As soon as the body is there, the part and parcels are also there. So, what is the duty of the part and parcel? Just like the finger, I am feeling some itching sensation, immediately comes, naturally, without asking. It's always ready to serve. This is the duty of the part and parcel. So if you are part and parcel of God, then what is our duty? To serve God? That's all. This is our duty. So anyone who is serving always Krishna or God, he is dharmic. he is in dharma. And who is not serving, he is adharma. Because his duty requires treatment. His finger, part and parcel of my body, I want to get some service from the finger. But if the finger is diseased, or due to some pain, or some injury, it cannot serve the body, it requires treatment. It requires treatment. This is natural. Similarly, punishment means treatment. Why government has opened so many prison houses? So this punishment government does not deserve to keep the prison house open and inviting, please come here. No, that is not the policy. Policy is that one who is outlaw, diseased, he should be brought here and corrected. So Jamaraj is for this purpose. When you are punished, there is no envious enemy on the part of God or his agent. It is our correction. I think the Jamaraja, the Jamaduta said in the beginning that we have come to take our Jamil just to correct him. Dharma and adharma, our real dharma is to serve God. That is our real duty. And as soon as we neglect this permanent service or occupation, then we are liable to be punished. You cannot become independent of God. That is not possible. That will make you happy. The healthy condition of the finger is that it is able to serve the body. If the finger is not able to serve the body, that is unhealthy. Otherwise, similarly, when we are engaged in Krishna consciousness and engaged in service of the Lord, that is our healthy state. That is mukti, liberation. Mukti means no disease. So when we deny to serve Krishna, when we are not engaged in the service of Krishna, that is our disease condition. That is not healthy condition. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a treatment to cure this diseased atheist and rogues to come to Krishna consciousness and be happy. This is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not an artificial thing to give you facility for your sense gratification. No. There is no question of sense gratification. That is disease. The healthy state is how to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. Bhakti definition, you know, annavilasita sunnam, jnana karma dhanabritam, anukullina krishnanusilinam bhakti uttama. That is bhakti. No other business. Annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means zero. They could not understand. They are so much atheistic that it was impossible for them to understand what is God, what is devotion. So therefore Lord Buddha propounded the philosophy, make your all nonsense activities zero. So much. First of all, make zero, then positive. That is zero movement. Sunnavadi. Sunnavadi. At least, if a rascal children is always doing something, nonsense, then first of all, stop him. Make him zero. Then, good lesson. Come, do this. So this Buddhist movement means to make their atheistic activities zero. At least that is good. It is better not to moan, silent. Instead of talking all nonsense, better be silent. Don't create disturbance. So, and the other movement, Nirvisheshvadi, is giving little hint. Shankaracharya, Mahabharata. Yes, this zero is not sufficient. There is positive, Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya. His movement was that this material world is false, make it zero. But there is a positive thing, which is Brahma. What is that Brahma? He did not disclose. Then the Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, they say, Brahma Sattva and what is Brahma? Brahma eti paramatma eti bhagavan eti sabda. Brahma, first realization, impersonal, then localized, then personal. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, imam vivasati yugam praktavan aham abhayam. Long, long years ago, millions of years ago, I spoke this philosophy to the sun god, Vibhusha. So Krishna, as he was instructing Arjuna, similarly, he was instructing the sun god that Arjuna is a person, Krishna is a person, similarly sun god is also a person. And Krishna is a person. And Krishna says in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita that, my dear Arjuna, you, me, and all of them who are standing here in this battlefield, we are existing in the past. We are existing now, and we shall continue to exist. So God is person, we are also person. We existed in the past as person, we are existing now as person, and we shall continue to exist as person. There is no question of impersonal. If past, present, future, everywhere the person, where is the question of impersonal? So impersonal means just like the sun god is person, but the sun sign is impersonal. Those who are in the sun sign, they cannot understand what is sun god. That is not possible. It requires strength. If you want to go and see the sun god, Vibhusha, that requires qualification. It is not so easy. You cannot enter even the sun planet. What to speak of talking with him? Like Krishna could talk, Krishna can go anywhere. And when there is sun god, then god means not alone. A king does not mean alone. King means he has got his kingdom, he has got his subjects, he has got ministers, he has got military strength, everything is there. So similarly, if we accept Krishna's statement that I spoke to sun god, the sun god is there in the sun globe and he has his kingdom. So dazzling kingdom. It looks like fire blazing. But don't think it is impersonal. Impersonal, how Krishna could talk with him? There is no question of impersonality. So, adharma, vigyan. The degrees, real dharma is, Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad, sarva dharman paritu, you have created, man made so many dharmas. One Bengali Vaishnava, he has mentioned, prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale, Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale. Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharma Projita Akvaita Vayatra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, all Kaitava, Kaitava means cheating. Cheating type of religious system is kicked out. Projita. Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra. Prabhu, Dharma is one. Religion is one. There cannot be different types of religion. That is concoction. Dharmantu sāsāt bhagavat pranītam, several times. So dharma and adharma, these witnesses are there to see who is disobeying the orders of the Lord. That is adharma. A clear order is that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. This is dharma. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What is gyan, what is dharma, what is vairāga. So we have got this opportunity, this human form of life, as I was saying yesterday. Krishna bhuliya jeev, anadi mahidmum jeev, Krishna bhuli gera, atayev Krishna ved purana karira. Since we do not know when, but since very, very long time, anadi, adi means it is beginning of this creation. And before that, anadi. Anadi bahirmo, ji. We are forgetful of Krishna since very, very long time. And going within this cycle of birth and death, transmigration. So we get the opportunity, this human form of life. So we must revive our consciousness by going through, by understanding, by hearing these literatures, Veda Purana, Veda Purana, Anadi Bahirma Vidhi, Krishna Bhulita. Our position is, we have forgotten God. But this forgetfulness can be subdued and we can revive our original consciousness. Just like a man sleeping, but if you call him again and again, Mr. Satan says, get up, get up. Now your time is to go to office and do this, do that. Similarly, although we are sleeping on the lap of Maya, kato nidra jao Maya pishachira kole, so we can be awake by simply this chanting process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this chanting Hare Krishna mantra will cleanse our heart. We are loaded with so many dirty things. So this can be cleansed. Cheta darpanam marjanam bhava mahada bhagne nirbhavanam. This Krishna consciousness movement is to cleanse the heart of the human being and get out all the projit, kick out all dirty things and concentrate and devotional service of Krishna. And the beginning is sinnata, sinnata, this process. It doesn't require that you should be very rich man or you should be very educated or so on, so on. No. In whatever position you are, remain. There is no question of artificial improvement. There is no question. Remain. Simply, God has given you the ear. Utilize it properly. You don't require to go to the university and get a PhD degree and then you can understand. No. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. The Jnane Priyasam Udapasa Namantaiva Sarmakuritanga Bhavadiyava Tam Sane Sthita Sudhikatanga Tanuvanga Manovi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment is so nice that you don't require to acquire something artificially. No. Whatever you are, remain there. Simply here. And preaching means to propagate or to vibrate what Krishna has said. So this is the position of the preacher, that you simply repeat like a parrot. No qualification. You simply, whatever is said in the Bhagavad Gita, you repeat. And the others simply hear. Sabanam Kirtanam. Then both of them become liberated. There is no question of that to become a qualified person. This is the only qualification that the preacher should preach only what Krishna has said. That's all. No manufacturing, no concoction. And the audience, they will hear from such person who does not speak anything else except Krishna's teaching, that's all. These two things, if carried, then your, both the life, the sabanam kirtanam, the one who is speaking and one is hearing, both of them are benefited. This Krishna consciousness movement is opening so many centers just to give people opportunity to hear. So I am very glad that this church, this was a church, and nobody was coming here. And therefore it was sold to us. Now you are all belonging to America, Los Angeles. And the church also was there. Now why it is crowded? It is not that you are imported from India to hear about Krishna. So if there is substance, they will hear. If there is no substance, who will hear? That is the difference. The substance is here. Atayev Krishna Veda Purana Kariva. You hear this Vedas and Purana and make your life successful. Thank you very much.